Good morning. I will speak in English, if you allow me. Dear distinguished guests and organizers, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome you here at the European Youth Center Budapest. My name is Balint Molnár, and I'm the deputy director of the center, standing in for our director, Olaf Köngen, to welcome you here. The European Youth Center Budapest is a decentralized service of the Council of Europe, and it serves as one of the focal points for the Council's work with young people. In this center, we host around 150 activities annually, welcoming thousands of young people from across the continent in seminars, training courses, study sessions, and conferences. We also host events like the one today, which are convened by civil society organizations whose mission is in line with those of the Council of Europe, strengthening and promoting democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. The Hungarian Europe Society is such an organization, and therefore I was happy to accept their invitation to welcome you here at the center today. Allow me also here to take a moment to express the Council of Europe's gratitude to the government of Hungary for their ongoing support to our work by putting this wonderful facility at the Council of Europe's disposal and keeping it in such exquisite state. Our cooperation with Hungary since 1993 is unrivaled, and I hope that it will continue for many years to come. Of course, it is precisely Hungary and some of its current policies which are in the focus of your conference today. And while it is certainly not my role to give an opinion on the subject, just allow me to draw your attention to the role the Council of Europe is now asked to play in the crucially important discussions between the Hungarian government and its European counterparts on a host of issues ranging from Hungary's new basic law, its media law, or its new legislations concerning the judiciary and churches. Indeed, as its ongoing consultation with the representatives of the Hungarian government attests, the Council of Europe, with its 47 member states representing over 800 million Europeans, remains a key actor in the often tempestuous but always crucially important debates that must be continued in order to answer the many challenges Europe faces today. These debates are necessary to chart a path forward to ensure that the peace, security, and prosperity that we have come to take for granted remains ours to cherish for generations to come and expand further across the continent and indeed beyond. The Council is a key instrument in this process. The Council of Europe must remain fair and impartial in these debates, and we always strive to represent our values without bias, but with steadfastness. To be fair, it also must be acknowledged that in this current time of crisis in Europe, many taboos are being questioned, and some of these taboos indeed should be eventually thrown out in order to overcome the hurdles facing our continent. However, and I must emphasize this, it is equally important to keep our eyes on the prize, that is to remember and uphold the central tenets of the European project, which incidentally must remain centered around the three fundamental building blocks of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. Only around and on these foundation stones can we build a strong European edifice that will rise to the challenges faced by our societies today. The painful aftermath of the financial crisis and the task of economic recovery, the rise of radicalism, left and right, the need for better social and economic integration of large sections of our societies. Only by being persistent in upholding these core values of Europe can we answer correctly the questions posed by demographic decline, immigration, energy scarcity, growing inequality, social exclusion, or youth unemployment. Your conference will certainly touch upon some of these subjects today and some additional ones as well, albeit with a uniquely Hungarian flavor. I am certain that the discussions today will be fascinating and far-reaching, so I wish you a very fruitful conference. And of course, myself and my colleagues are at your disposal should you have any requests. Thank you very much and have a very nice day.